Mandy Malone's audio podcasts are for consenting adults only. The material contained on this and other podcasts is not intended for minors under the age of 18. 21 in jurisdictions where 21 is the age of majority, those who do not desire to be exposed to sexually explicit material, leave now. If your community does not allow such, you must also leave. Access is allowed only to adults who are familiar with sexually explicit material of this nature and who are not offended by this material and desire to be exposed to this material. This podcast may contain artistic and literary value as well as educational information regarding sexual matters relating to masturbation, cuckolding for responsible adults interested in this type of information. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with this, please leave now. You must agree to release the creditors of this website, its owners, service providers, and other affiliates or agents from any and all liabilities. Click on this podcast only if you agree with these terms. Thank you. Hi, you strokers out there. This is Miss Mandy, and here are some updates on some really hot sessions I've had recently. I need to apologize for not making these individual posts, but I've had workmen here. We're putting in a new bathroom, and it has really slowed me down on my blogging, and I'm hoping soon I'll be able to get back to blogging a lot more so all you strokers can stroke to my audios. Well, anyway, sit back and relax and listen to my updates here. And at the end of this, I'm going to add a guided masturbation session for all you naughty stroker boys out there. So are you ready? Are you ready to hear the news? Well, first of all, I know you all remember my slave in South Dakota. I haven't been in touch with him a lot this summer because he's busy with his summer schedule. And, you know, he's going to be back a lot more now in the fall. So we'll have lots more posts up and you'll see pictures of him as I dominate him, as I own and control him. He is totally addicted to Miss Mandy. Well, here's making the long story kind of brief. I had him wear pantyhose for me. And you know I love putting clothespins on my balls. He has got the biggest cock. I had him get that big dick out for me, and I watched him on webcam. Oh, not to mention that I spanked his ass at least 100 hard times before we got started. I also spanked my cock. I'm telling you, he says it's 8 inches. I think it's 10. At least, oh, I don't know how many times with one of my shoes. You know, when I spank that cock, it makes it super hard. I tortured his dick, and then I put lots of clothespins all over those balls. You know, he has these plastic colored clothespins. They looked pretty hot, and I had him put these nipple clamps on, and I know they hurt. He put them on and opened and closed them a dozen times. That super hurts. And then I had him put on these nipple clamps that have a chain, and he hangs my shoes from the chain, so pulls his nipples down. Extreme nipple torture. Well, anyway, I had him jerk that big cock for me with those clothespins on it, and he shot a super big load. Didn't you, my slave? And who are you addicted to? You are addicted to Miss Mandy. Well, anyway, I had another interesting call. This was from a guy in Boston. He was on a business trip. I love you businessmen out there who get away. And you and I can have some quiet, alone time where I can get you to masturbate just for Miss Mandy. You know, I've heard such erotic masturbation stories sometimes on these trips. You guys loosen up. So if any of you other boys out there want to tell me a secret, I would be more than happy to get all hot and excited listening to it before I guide your masturbation. Well, anyway, he was in Boston, and he stroked, and I guided him. I had him assume all different positions. Legs apart, rubbing the balls. Legs up in the air. He told me he had a dildo with a curve. It's an Eros. I don't know if I'm saying it right. And a lot of lube. So we probed his butt and stroked Miss Mandy's cock. It was super hot. Thank you, guy in Boston. And I can't wait for you to take another business trip from Miss Mandy. Now, we can't forget Sissy Michelle. Sissy Michelle, you know, is such a naughty, naughty girl. She had her cocksucker red lipstick on. I suggested she try some of these Wet n Wild lipsticks. I thought they were a dollar. Well, everything's gone up. She said they were $3. But they make wonderful colors. She got a really shiny number 451. So all you other cocksuckers out there, make sure you get a 451 Wet n Wild lipstick at your local drugstore so you can suck your dildos and cocks for me. She was wearing a tight gray skirt. And she can feel it when she walks around because she had on a 6-strap garter belt with those expensive pure nylon stockings that she wears only for Miss Mandy on these calls. Well, they were really stretching those nylons on. And, you know, she tells me that she wears her skirt right to the edge of her, I guess, her ass. And so those stockings are sticking out. And she had on a bustier or a corset and stuffed it with water balloons. What a slut, Miss Michelle. Jeez, you sissy Michelle. What am I going to do with you? So we went to the disco while she was dressed like that. And I had her play with the trannies. There was a tranny disco. She said she watched a movie, Revenge of the Trannies. So did any of you other naughty boys out there see that movie? It sounds really hot. Sounds like a horror tranny movie, if you could imagine that. Well, I thought the gray skirt, even though it was tight and short, was a little bit too subdued. So I dressed her in a sequin tube dress. I made her hair big. I teased it up, put tons of cocksucker red lipstick on her, long false eyelashes. And I had her go over to a tranny and suck it. Go ahead, Michelle, suck that cock. Oh, you are such a good cocksucker. Oh, Michelle, suck that dick. I put her legs over her head, had a tranny put his tranny cock in her pussy, and had her masturbate and shoot a giant load all over her face. That's a good girl, Sissy Michelle. I think you shot some of that in that long, teased big hair. You better get it all and lick it all off for me, Sissy Michelle. And I'll be talking to you soon, won't I? I can feel you coming. Now, Stroker Boy in Connecticut, he wanted a jack off for all my girlfriends. And naughty boys going to eat his cum right in front of me. His legs are spread open, stroking. He has a big cock and he's stroking it for me, and I have my strap on. He's making Miss Mandy's cock stick out even further. His balls are all bunched up, pulling on those balls, teasing them, taking his hand off, taking his hand on right to the edge, then hands off. Well, go ahead, look at some more of Miss Mandy's picture while you jerk off for me, Stroker Boy in Connecticut. And my stroker boy in Ohio, we did a super nice long guided masturbation session. Be sure you wait till the end of this recording because I'm going to have one on here just for you guys. Yes, he's so hot, my stroker boy in Ohio. And you know I love when you stroke for me. I hope you have that cock out right now and are stroking. Now, you know, we had a little bit of a different caller. This was a few days ago, and I'm sorry for taking so long and talking about this, but Mr. Natural, do you know what that is? That's a guy who's not circumcised, and I do have a few of you out there. And it totally turned Miss Mandy on. He was pulling that foreskin back and pumping his big cock for Mandy, sliding that foreskin all the way back and pumping it. I love watching it slide back and forth. I had his legs spread wide open. He was stroking it and teasing it and stroking it. There was lots of pre-cum. I had him rub it all over that uncircumcised cock and lick it off. It was a lot of shiny pre-cum. Go ahead, stroke it more for me. Pump that cool cock of yours. Pump it. Now take your hand off. Pump it. Now rub those balls. Pump it. Now spread your legs. Oh, you're going to come? Lick off some more of that pre-cum. Well, if you want to come, you're going to have to call me and beg me. And, of course, there's my legs over the head guy, my original guy, who got me started on having you guys put your legs over your head. Well, he called me up with a really hot fantasy about a young girl at the office. The two of them talk about fucking, but they're both married and they both don't cheat, so it's purely fantasy. But I take it that he wants to slide his big hard cock in her tight little pussy. And by the way, he sent me a masturbation video of him jacking off and coming for Miss Mandy, and he's got a mighty nice cock. And now, for the moment you've been waiting for, here is a nice, hot, guided masturbation for my favorite stroker boys out there. You know how I love it when you all jack off for me. Okay, now remember, when you get off of here, and if you want to talk to me live, I am available at 1-877-732-6360. And not only am I live? Well, I have a special going, $20 for 20 minutes of hot fun. So, sit back and listen to this guided and think about calling Miss Mandy. I want you to just get back there on that bed of yours or sit back in that chair. Lube that cock up for me now. I think all my hot audios talking about jacking off should have made your cocks nice and hard. Oh, and by the way, I'll have some new audios up this week. Some humiliations, some hot fantasies. I'm trying to catch up, boys, but, you know, with all these workmen milling around, there's only so much a girl can do. So get those cocks out for me and stroke it. I want you to pump that cock for Miss Mandy. Pump it for me. Oh, yeah, boys. Who are you all addicted to? Miss Mandy, remember, dial my number at 1-877-732-6360. I am in charge of your cock. I am in control of my cock. I don't let your cock come because it's my cock. I decide when. Hands off my cock. So, who are you addicted to? Well, I think you're addicted to Miss Mandy. That's right. Pump Miss Mandy's cock, you know. I'm available noon Eastern time till about 1 a.m. or so in the morning, give or take an hour earlier or later. So just keep trying, boys. I'm around every day because I'm a perv and I love getting you guys to jack off for me. So pump that cock for me. And don't forget to call me, boys, because I love you stroker boys out there. You make me so fucking hot. I want you to jack my cock off. I want you to stroke it for Miss Mandy. I want to tease you, bring you to the edge, and tease you again. So don't forget whose cock that is. It's Miss Mandy's cock. Pump it for me and call me. Mwah. Good night.